Massachusetts moved today to phase two of its COVID-19 vaccine rollout, with people age 75 and older now eligible. Large-scale vaccination sites, including the only one in western Massachusetts at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield, continued to operate through the snowstorm. While snow and wind was not a major hindrance, the vaccine rollout is still being hampered by a cumbersome online system for making appointments and a shortage of vaccines.
Supply is the issue.
Speaking at Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno's weekly update on the city's COVID response, Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health, repeated his calls for Massachusetts to pick up the pace of vaccinations in order to meet a goal to get vaccine into the arms of most of the state's adults by the summer.
We need to do 41,000 first doses and 41,000 second doses every single day. Given that the, and we're currently at about 1/6 of that rate. The Pioneer Valley has got about 10% of the state's population. So divide that by 10, and that would mean we'd need to do about 4,000 first doses and 4,000 second doses a day. And we're somewhere between 1 and 2,000.
Kerouac said he was also able to confirm the widely reported problems with the state's online vaccination appointment system.
Just to sort of understand the situation, I went on mass.gov as a 75-year-old John Doe trying to get an appointment. And I was 0 for 5. All of the sites worked the way they were supposed to, but many of them were pretty frustrating, particularly if you needed to fill out a long series of questions only to be told that there were no available appointments and then have to go to another site.
The city of Springfield is offering to help seniors book the hard-to-come-by appointments if they call the Raymond A. Jordan Senior Center or any of 8 public library branches during business hours. The Baker administration has said a state hotline will be set up, but no details have been announced.
We didn't want to wait. I know the governor, Lieutenant Governor, will be announcing something this week on a phone line, but we didn't want to wait. We wanted to make sure we were there to help out our Springfield seniors.
Sarno said the city would like to set up neighborhood vaccination sites if the city's health department can get its hands on enough vaccine.
We cannot run a mass operation. People have asked us to do that. We can't do that. But if we get our hands on more vaccines, as we're doing with testing in neighborhood areas, we'd love to be able to do some type of vaccination shots in our neighborhood areas.
While the vaccine scramble continues, officials Monday did report good news as a months-long trend of falling COVID-19 case counts continued. Springfield had 911 confirmed cases last week. Early in January, Springfield recorded its highest single-week total of 1,177 cases. Hospitalizations continue to fall. For the first time in over 10 weeks, the number of COVID patients in the Bay State system is below 120. There are 13 people in critical care on Monday. The city of Springfield tallied 13 COVID-19 deaths last week. That brings to 192 the number of city residents who've died during the pandemic. Briefing audio courtesy Focus Springfield Community Television. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.